With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very heavy snow blanketing sections of upstate New York, and with it, the temps just keep falling. Forecasters say they'll likely keep falling for several more days. Now, National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli says cold air is continuing now to also move south and east from the northern plains into the Midwest.
Some of these temperatures are the coldest that they've seen since mid to late February, and so it's kind of a shock to the system as, after a warmer than average summer, that we're seeing these cold temperatures and in some cases bitterly cold to dangerous wind chills.
A state of emergency declared for parts of New York. People are being urged in that area to not travel unless it's absolutely necessary. Also at SRNnews.com, the spotlight for the weekend holiday shopping turned to local businesses.
In between Black Friday and Cyber Monday is Small Business Saturday, when shoppers are encouraged to support those mom-and-pop shops. Small Business Saturday was created in 2010 by American Express, which says it has generated more than $200 billion in local sales.
An early assessment from retail scorekeeper Adobe Digital Insight says consumers spent a record $6.1 billion online Thursday. That is 8.8% more than on Thanksgiving last year. It is also bigger than expected discounts that help spur spending on electronics, apparel, and other categories. Adobe says across the board, weekend discounts should peak at 30% on Cyber Monday and then retreat to about 15%. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham is packing his bags one last time.
The popular evangelist will hold his final Overseas Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam, on December 3rd and 4th. Graham is teaming up with more than 200 Christian churches in the Mekong Delta to put on the two-day event at Can Tho Stadium. Graham says God loves the people of Vietnam. I look forward to sharing this message of hope, and I'm especially thankful to the leaders of this country for welcoming me back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, warnings have been popping up on social media urging women who might be considering divorce to, quote, pull the trigger ever since President Trump won the election. In fact, the twice-divorced Trump has never said anything about changing the nation's divorce laws. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only lamented the fact there are too many divorces. This is SRN News. British lawmakers have given initial approval to a measure. It would help terminally ill adults end their lives in both England and Wales.
The bill itself says to allow adults aged 18 and over who have mental capacity, are terminally ill, and are in the final 6 months of their life, they must make two separate declarations which have to be witnessed and signed about their wish to die, and two independent doctors have to be satisfied that the person is eligible. And finally, a High Court judge has got to hear from at least one of the doctors and can also question the dying person or anyone else who they consider to be appropriate.
People can drink coffee and view a quiet, there is such a thing, a North Korean mountain village from a Starbucks while sitting in a South Korean border observatory. Customers do have to pass through a checkpoint before being allowed in. More details at SRNnews.com.